Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midday Money Show Minute. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt-Free Divas, and this is a quick shot of uncommon financial good sense. Time to wrap up this week's focus on upgrading your social circle, not just for the sake of doing something, but so that we can positively impact the rest of our financial lives. We talked about making room in your circle, positioning yourself to cross paths with like-minded, wealth-building, focused individuals like the millionaires next door. Now, it's time to take action. This is where the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Here's the good news. These tips will work for the most outgoing extroverts, like myself, or introverts, like my husband, who need their space. Why? Because we're concerned with quality and not quantity. Invite that potential new bud out to lunch. Or get a group of friends together for a coffee at the local coffee house. I reached out to a complete stranger on Facebook because I saw this video that he and his twin posted about real estate in my community. It turns out that he was actually working on an HGTV show with his twin. Something about firemen, they're both firemen, and investing in real estate. But he was super nice. He sat down with me and a couple friends and opened up his books about his real estate experience, all from a simple Facebook message asking if I could pick his brain. People love to talk about themselves, and they love to talk about what they're doing. So if you show interest in either of those topics, you will likely be warmly received. Ask questions. Obviously, read the situation and keep the questions appropriate for your level of familiarity with this person. I met this lady at the pool. Our kids were in the same swimming class. My initial question to her actually was, "Are you a police officer?" I'm not used to seeing very petite, attractive women in full makeup who are carrying a gun. I promise this gun was like bigger than this woman was. Actually, there was a bulge in the back of her shirt, and when she leaned forward, I was like, "Is she carrying a gun?" But she didn't have a full police, you know, uniform on, so it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Anyway, after the question, you know, we laughed. That conversation led to her sharing about her full gut rehab on this 3-unit building she was working on, planning to occupy and rent the others out. So, of course, you know, I was all in. I asked her to brunch to pick her brain further, invited another friend who's embarking on a similar project. She ultimately invited us back to her house to see the progress construction. Super cool. Now I have a budding friendship with a Chicago police officer. You need those people on your side. Who has excellent taste in home decor. She designs on the side. Who's building a real estate empire. She's in her mid-30s. Our kids take swim class together. I'm going to hang on to her. Number 3, you can plan a low-key event for like your birthday or some other celebration. Invite some friends or invite people who you want to get to know socially on a deeper level. I scheduled an escape room activity with some friends. It was a girls' night out. My money mentor was there. Some friends that I really love and hang out with were there. Some people that I know socially but maybe want to know a little better, I invited them as well. So the conversation turned to wealth building topics. We have fun. We escaped the room with 3 minutes to spare and also had some downtime to connect over food and drinks. So I don't do any of these things with the intention of having financial conversation outside, of course, reaching out to the fireman who I'm still amazed was nice enough to share his personal financial details with us. I have to have he and his twin on the podcast soon. But when you are intentional about upgrading your social circle, topics of substance generally work their way into the interaction. So best wishes to you. Let me know what other techniques you're working on. Until we talk again, Team Debt Free, have a great money week.